Folks, if you enjoy hunting, I want to hook you up with Ultramatic Feeders. You need to know about this company. The website is ultramaticfeeders.com. There are a one-shop stop for everything you need with hunting blinds. They have all kinds of different brands of hunting blinds, game feeders, parts for feeders. Again, the website is ultramaticfeeders.com. And friends, I've been using Smoking Tech's electric smokers for over 15 years, probably closer to 20 years. You can go online to smokingtechs.com. They're not one of your throwaway electric smokers that you can find at some package stores. These things are made to last. I've got one that I've been using for, well, that length of time, probably 15 years. Check them out online, smokingtechs.com. Well, friends, what do you say we head down to beautiful Lake Texoma? For those of you that's not listening on a radio station, one of our fine radio stations, Texoma is about an hour north of Dallas on the Texas-Oklahoma border. Bill Carey is my friend with Striper Express. He does a good job of keeping all of us tuned in on the striper fishing. And let's visit with Bill. Bill, thank you for being with us today.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
Okay, I'd like to say hello to everyone, and striper fishing here, you know, September is like next week, yeah. And I know the pattern, what it has been. Well, I was up there fishing with Bill and the folks up there just a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, I guess, and we hammered them. That pattern you were telling me, Bill, we caught, I mean, up some nice stripers, too, and then some what we call box fish. You said that pattern with slabs is still underway right now, I think it is.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. They're starting to do their move. And what I say by move, folks, is they start leaving that deep water, and they're coming up the ledges. And when Luke was here, we did that pattern.
Yep. We
drifted up a deep ledge and came up, and it's a deep flat.
Yep.
But it was a flat, 30-foot flat.
Right.
And now they're coming up the ledges just like that out of deep water, and they're roaming the flats. And when they come up on top of those flats, they can surface. And so you kind of got to be ready. We're slabbing. We're bumping slabs. Top water is, you know, who knows?
Hit or miss.
But
yeah.
They can, if it gets up to like 10-foot of water up on the top of that flat, they can blow up because they're pushing that shad. And it can be crazy. They can surface all, I'm just sitting here flashing back. They can surface and run right across that flat all the way to, well, maybe they hit a creek, and they'll run down that creek and go back into the river or something. But they will run across those flats. Most of the time, we're bumping slabs right on the bottom.
So when they pull up out of that deep water, just like when we were fishing, but I think that flat was a little bit deeper, like 30-foot deep. Closer to some real deep water. But when they pull up there, I can picture what's going on. And, of course, the sonar tells what's going on. But those fish are, those shad are, they're getting pushed by a bunch of hungry lions. You know, they got somebody on their tail ready to eat. So they're frantic darting around. But if they get shallow, and then these stripers surround them and get under them, there's only one way, and that's up, isn't it? That's when you can get your top water. And I will say this, and I know I think you'll agree, it's sporadic top water. It's not like it's going to be in the fall top water schooling. I mean, it happens,
yeah,
but
or earlier in the summer, yeah.
Yeah, or earlier in the summer, right. And, you know, Bill, I remember years back getting into some really good top water striper schooling. I never will forget it. Down there, it's probably been 25 years ago, and it was in October. And they were blowing up all over the top. Maybe it was late September, but it was a real misty morning we were fishing, and they were blowing up all over the place on top. So that can happen in September. And so what's coming? Is there going to – well, you've already told me they're going to be – on the flats overall in September. The birds, the gulls will start coming back probably by the end of September usually.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. They sure will. And they come down here, folks, or wherever they come from, they're seagulls when we say birds.
Yeah.
And they come down here by the thousands. They'll start showing up, and before, what, first November, they'll just be thousands.
Yeah,
and I always joke, they're better than those $3,000 fish finders.
Yeah, they're in mass by November. They're all they're, you really can forget about your sonar in a way, other than just to see what size school you got under you. But that becomes key. But then we've got into say another month, October, fall fishing. Well, it's just pleasant weather, but fall fishing can be really good too. It's
legendary.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? We'll start banging those banks like we do in the spring. In the spring, we're waiting for the water to warm up and the bait moves into the shallows and the fish follow. In the fall, we're just doing the opposite, waiting for the water to cool down and the bait goes in the shallows and the fish follow. So that's what we do for our fall top water. And we'll do that to about the 10th of November. Now this year, I got a feeling it's going to last a lot longer. I just got that feeling. It's been so warm that it might go, heck, who knows, into November, which is just a hoot, folks. Blind casting those banks for those topwater stripers, oh, it's a hoot.
It is. And, yeah, the thing is, the blind casting, I've done that with y'all a lot. And your first-time fishermen or first-time folks would get in the boat with you, you know, you pull up. There's really, a lot of times, there's no indication that there's a striper within 10 miles. I mean, really.
Oh, that's right.
It's
Most
about
of the time, you don't see them.
You don't see them. They're not blowing up. But, you know, you pull the boat up and stop, and you think, well, you know, human nature, well, I don't see any action. Why are we fishing here? Well, the bottom line is you know the patterns. You know, there's a reason they're there. There's probably deep water close by.
That's right.
You know the pattern. But then you start throwing those big pencil poppers or those choppos out there, whatever you're using.
Buddy.
And then all of a sudden, wham. You know?
That's it.
that's really, I don't know. I like to, it's who don't like to catch them under the birds, but that's a whole different program, the blind casting. But
it is.
It's very productive and a good way to catch some big ones, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it seems the biggest fish of the morning always come, biggest fish of the day come in the morning like that. And it's just something, you know, like Luke said, folks, there may be no indication, but we have routes that we run. And like Luke said, most important thing is deep water access. Just like when you're driving on the road, you've got your ways of doing things. These fish have to have a way to get up into that shallow water and a way to get back off of it.
It's
so
like a travel route, an exit off of a you know, running these ditches and creeks and river channels. It makes sense, really, when you think about it.
And, you know, I'll tell you a good tip, folks. Like Luke said, there may not be any indication, but if I see a bird sitting on the bank, if I see a swirl, those are tails. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But we are so used to where we go with that deep water access, we just go out there and start blind casting. And anytime your plug is in the water, you're in the strike zone. I've got stories, and they sound like a true fisherman story, where a guy would raise his plug out of the water, 6 inches out of the water, and a fish from nowhere comes up and grabs it, and you don't have a chance. That rod wraps against that boat. It sounds like this. Zzz, zzz, pow.
I know. I've been there. I've been there. Yeah, and I've experienced that, Bill. And you know, what's happening, those stripers are so aggressive. They followed that bait, and then and you know, and when you get it up close to the bank to the boat, it's common to crank pretty fast on that reel and get the lure on in there so you make another cast. When you start cranking real fast, that I'm sure that striper says, "Whoa, wait a minute!
Exactly,
my food is gone. I got to get it." You know.
Good point. Because they are such aggressive feeders, and if there's two of them, which is always more than that, following that one particular plug, they're competing with each other. I don't know how many times I've pulled the net out and I'm standing there bent over and I grab that fish and that guy goes, "Did you see the fish behind it?"
Yeah, it's common, really. I mean, it's common to catch one. Especially that type of fishing. And then
You know my old joke. If there was two stripers sitting there and they weren't hungry at all, and a shad minnow swam by and one of them went to eat it, the other one would follow. They're such aggressive feeders, they are.
A striper.
And that's what makes it so good for us, because they're schooling fish. And, you know, anybody can come up here and do this.
You bet.
It's just
Yep.
Open water fishing is an excellent way to bring kids. It's just something.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And so folks can go, can track you down a million different ways, but StriperExpress.com. And the cool thing is, you know, when it's warm like this, you guys do get out early. And, of course, mm-hmm. that'll change when the time change, you know, starts cooling down in the
right.
fall. But the last time we stayed right there at one of the cabins, you know, we had a set up there at Mill Creek. Yeah. You could actually walk down to the dock and fish. But all that kind of, you know, people planning a fishing trip, they always think about logistics, stuff like that. But it's very easy. Get down there and get relaxed, and you'll be ready to go.
And get it done.
And
get it done.
Get it done. Bill,
we get it done. Yeah.
What's a good number to call in the
all
office
right.
there? Yep.
Well, folks, you can call anytime, and our number is 903-786-4477. That is 903-786-4477.
Well, Bill, thanks a lot for sharing the information with us, and I look forward to an early fall trip down there with you, and put some more of those fillets on the grill, buddy. So hang in there, and we shall see you soon, buddy.
Adios, amigo.
Friends, if you have a pond that you're contemplating stocking, I want to connect you with Arkansas Pond Stockers. Now, the website is ArkansasPondStockers.com. You can go on the website. You can call them and find out when they're going to be in your neck of the woods, and you can schedule a pickup, whatever type of fish you want to stock. Again, that website is ArkansasPondStockers.com.